Would you please identify yourself to the audience?
Hi, Senator John McCain, who's very grateful for the Chicago Cubs spending their spring in Arizona. The hardest ticket to get in Arizona is to a Cubs game.
John McCain has entered the building. Now go rub his back. See, zip. No, don't go
no,
over his back.
Don't do it.
It's Secret Service here. Now listen, John McCain, Zip has just gone over and started to hug. Camera! Zip has just gone in there going over to hug John McCain. John McCain has just walked in.
Thank you.
Walked into the building. What are you doing walking around?
Just in town doing some stuff, including doing what I can to help Mitt Romney in this very important primary tomorrow. I hope everybody realizes that what happens in the Illinois primary tomorrow will have a profound effect on the nominee of the Republican Party.
This is a big one.
The heartland of America, and it's diverse, and whoever wins that, I think, is going to have some momentum, and I really believe that Mitt Romney is the person I believe that, one, can win, and two, is can get our economy going again. And by the way,
look at him. John McCain, look at him. John McCain is here. Look at him. He's trying to text or tweet somebody. It's so funny because
he's saying, "Can you believe I'm on the Brandmeier show?"
It's the weird. No, not John McCain. Ziff is sitting here.
Ziff.
So I'm sitting here talking, and they walk in. Kristen walks in. She just points to John McCain. Walks in the door. I go, "Hi, what? John McCain? What are you doing here?" Oh, this is perfect because guess what I was talking about? Talking about the Sarah Palin movie, Game Change. What do you think about that movie?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it at all?
No. The book was, unsubstantiated, unattributed quotes and things that were just made up, so I didn't. And, I happen to admire and respect and appreciate Sarah Palin. And so, I watched the, instead of watching that, I watched the Phoenix Coyotes defeat the San Jose Sharks.
Oh, look at you.
And I'm looking forward to this Phoenix Coyotes defeating the Chicago Blackhawks for a change.
Do you want
Senator, Johnny, can I ask a question?
Sure, absolutely.
Senator, people were fired up about Sarah Palin one way or another, right?
Yeah.
And so here we are in the next election. Why are people not excited about Mitt Romney? What has he not done?
Well, first of all, in the case of Sarah Palin, shouldn't it be of interest that 4 years later they're still trying to tear her down?
Yeah,
they're still attacking her. Stop.
I have to tell you, I enjoyed her. I really did. I thought
she
it was
energized
some
our party.
Absolutely,
she beat the gift that keeps on giving, Joe Biden, in the debate that she had with him. So I'm very proud of her. But I think what Mitt has to do here is, like today, he's giving a speech on the economy. Whether I like it or not, the focus of this campaign is jobs and the economy. I don't have to tell anybody in the state of Illinois. So he's got to focus a lot more on that particular issue. And I happen to admire him, appreciate him. I think he's got the background and the knowledge to get our economy going again. And by the way, I did serve with Rick Santorum. I saw him and fought him on his earmarked pork barrel projects, which is corruption. We had members of Congress go to federal prison. And for that, with that record, to say that you're a conservative, frankly, just defies the facts and the record.
But, Senator, it seems as if Governor Romney is not acting himself, or he's not comfortable being himself. He's coming up with cheesy grits and things like that,
Yeah, it's tough. You try sometimes to inject humor into a campaign, and maybe that you shouldn't. No campaign is mistake-free. But I also would argue that any misstatement that he makes is somehow really exploited. When he said, "I enjoy firing people," all of us enjoy firing people that you sign a contract with and they don't fulfill the terms of the contract. Right. That's what he was talking about. Right. No, he enjoyed firing people.
Well, of course, they're going to jump on every word you say.
Sure.
This is a dangerous thing you're in. This business called politics is a dangerous, crazy business. I would say this
is a collision sport.
It is. You got to be thick-skinned. There's no question about that. But you bring up, I think maybe you say sometimes you see Mitt Romney and you think, that seems fake. But you know what? The one thing out of this movie, book, whatever you didn't like or didn't see, I will tell you that I thought was great. Somebody just said to Sarah Palin, "Listen, Sarah, just put the notes down and be yourself. Yeah. And when you were, when she was herself, or when you are yourself, you drop the notes and you go like this. This is who I am. I think that's what the people resonate with. They see that and they go, oh, okay.
I think that's right. And I also think it's important to note he has a wonderful wife, 5 sons, 16 grandchildren. He's a good and decent person and a good and decent family. And I you know, he and I had a very, very tough primary. Nothing like the negatives that are associated with this primary. But afterwards, he worked hard for my campaign. We became friends, Cindy and I, and Ann and Mitt, and I grew to admire and respect him. And so, and by the way, I'd also like to point out, you tell me how anybody else can beat Barack Obama.
Yeah. That's the thing right now. And then there were some, you know, thoughts, well, maybe this has gone on too long. Maybe people should get out. You got the Trumps of the world weighing in with this crazy opinion. You know, I mean, we have to listen to Trump's opinion. So you have all these people weighing in. Right, let's get it. Somebody should just declare a winner and get this thing over with and go after Obama if that's what the Republican Party's intention is, of course.
That's what it should be about.
It should be about that. But then you have, to me, I'm as apolitical as a human being as you're ever going to get. Mm-hmm. I'm just common sense. I'm going, I just want the country to be better. I just want things to get better. I want people to get jobs. I want people to get together. I want people to come home from war if that's what we need. It's just, that naive?
No, that's what Americans want. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons why approval rating of Congress is, last time I checked, 11%. You're down to paid staff and blood relatives. And when you get down that low, you know. I think people want that kind of leadership. And by the way, I think they want to campaign about the issues. And, you know, I noticed that the mayor here of Chicago just ripped into Mitt Romney in the last day or so. And, you know, come on, Rom, let's raise it up a little bit. Let's not get too personal in our attacks here. But so Illinois, heartland of America, if anybody's listening who has not decided whether to vote or not tomorrow, if you're eligible, please go out and vote. It's a very important election here that's coming up.
Anything else you want to say to Rom, the mayor of Chicago?
Mayor, I've known you for a long time, and I know that you're a street fighter, but I hope that I think Americans and maybe the people of Illinois would like to see a campaign about the issues, not personal attacks.
Well, Senator, you bring that up, but your guy has done well each time he's challenged, you know, whether it's Iowa or Florida, by going very negative on the air, and he's doing it here as well with Santorum.
And part of that is, as you know, these super PACs where people can give unlimited amounts of money, which is the dumbest, most naive decision of the United States Supreme Court, a thing called Citizens United, that unleashed all of this money. And I promise you, there will be scandals. There will be scandals, and then reform.
But if you were the candidate and you wanted those stopped, you could stop them.
You know, the fact is,
he's three floors up, by the way, if you want me to punch him for you.
You got a point, but the letter of the law is that they're not supposed to have anything to do with each other, as you know. But nobody believes that. You don't believe it. I don't believe it. We have these super PACs that guy used to be his former campaign manager is running. So to think that they're not connected, they say they're not, and we can't prove that they are, but certainly interesting relationships. And you raise a good point. You really do.
Once again, it's the common sense talk is, okay, we see the super PACs and the money and all this money. Just put it into the country. Let's get going here, and let's put some money into the country and go forward.
Get some very rich political consultants.
Get some rich. But do it. Why don't we just run it like a company? Look at this, Mr. John McCain. Look at this. Here's who's back in Santorum. The Duggar family. They have 19 kids. Look at them.
Oh my God.
Look at that family.
That's a lot of votes. I wonder how many of them are over 18.
They're not. They're too young.
But again, I don't know how you can call yourself a conservative, as Santorum does, and have been in all the pork barrel earmark spending. There was corruption. Tom Coburn, the senator from Oklahoma, says these earmarks are the gateway drug to corruption. That's what went on. And that's why former members of Congress went to jail. And that's why the approval rating of Congress is so low, because they don't believe their tax dollars are used effectively and wisely. And so, and Santorum was up to the, in that up to his eyeballs. I can tell you that because I fought him on the floor of the Senate day after day.
I will say this also. You are better looking than Ned Harris.
Thank you.
You are better looking than Ned Harris. And you know what else? Here's why you would vote for Romney. Look at, they show Romney. This is what the campaign's boiled down to now. They show how he looks in a pair of jeans.
Well, I can tell you, I don't look good in a pair of jeans.
These are women jeans he's wearing right here. See how baggy they are? They're looking, see that? It shows. Look at GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney sports 34 waist jeans on Friday at a pancake breakfast in the Rosemont. This is the campaign.
this is with unemployment at
about it
8.3%, and we're worrying about what kind of jeans somebody wears. But
Mitt Romney, what kind of jeans are you wearing?
But that's the environment in which we live, and I can tell you that it still will come back to jobs and the economy. I feel very strongly about President Obama's lack of leadership on foreign policy and national security, particularly U.S.-Israel relations, but it is about jobs and the economy, and that's understandable. You know, my home state of Arizona, we still have nearly half the homes, quote, underwater, worth less than the payments that people are making. So, and we need to have less regulation, and we need to keep taxes low.
Okay. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. If you just joined us, Senator John McCain walked into the building. Steve, you had a question you wanted to ask before you run out the building? Or?
Yeah, Senator, you know, you talked about the long and bruising primary here for the Republicans. The Democrats running against you 4 years ago had a very long one as well, but they didn't go at each other.
You're right.
Like the Republicans are. And, you know, if you were writing this story, you tend to think the Democrats would self-destruct, not the Republicans. But they're being hurt by this, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And, Steve, one of the reasons is, again, is a super PACs. When you've got somebody able to give somebody over $20 million and all of that is used in negative ads, it is what it is. And I think that the campaign between Hillary Clinton and President Obama was much more respectful than this campaign is. But that a lot of that has to do with these, as we mentioned, these independent expenditures that are all negative ads. And what it does, as you well know, is drives the unfavorables up of our Republicans. And every day that goes by that we're not campaigning against President Obama is a day that's lost. And that's why I hope that's why I really believe that this Illinois primary tomorrow can be very pivotal if we can get a good win for Mitt Romney.
That's what we're talking about, where Trump was saying somebody had to get in, somebody had to get out, whatever, whether it came from him or not, didn't matter. But it was sort of like all that craziness going on. So tomorrow we know. We'll get a clearer picture, as you say, as to what's happening on your side.
And frankly, I think it's appropriate that the state of Illinois play a key role. It's a diverse state. It's a large state. It's heartland of America. So sometimes circumstances work to the advantage of the American people.
Right. Is there anything else you would like to say before you go, Senator John McCain?
The Phoenix Coyotes will defeat the Chicago Blackhawks in the playoffs for the first time in history.
You can only say that because he doesn't have a team in the NCAA tournament.
Well, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know. And Dick
falling on hard times.
Dick Vitale's going to join it. You like Dick Vitale?
He's a great
Dickie
guy.
Dickie V, isn't he something
Dickie
else?
V, ask him why it is that he didn't pick who defeated Missouri? Norfolk State and VCU, though. Ask Dickie why he thinks there is.
Why don't you dial Dickie up?
Dickie, why so many upsets in this March Madness as opposed to any other year? Why, Dickie?
Why, Dickie? So wait, what are your plan today? Now, this is the guy that was rubbing Rob Blagojevich's back while he spoke at his press conference. So he was up there. He's not a security guard. Think about this. This is a nightmare. Think about this. This guy is not a security guard. Rob Blagojevich is speaking, saying goodbye before he goes to prison. This guy walks up to him and just stands behind him while he's talking and starts rubbing his back for the whole thing.
That is an act of generosity and love and kindness that will go down in Chicago history.
Song.
And what does he do? So Senator McCain walks in here. What does he do? He walks right over to him and starts rubbing your back.
I hope that's not a sign of things in the future.
Senator John McCain was in prison yesterday. Oh, my God, man. Hey, is Dickie there?
Dickie, are you there?
Hey, Dick Vitale, this is Senator John McCain on the line with you.
Dickie.
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Why so many upsets this year as opposed to any other year, Dickie?
Well, you know, when you talk about upsets, we certainly had the biggest shock of all was Norfolk State beating Missouri. I mean, that should have never, ever happened. I think Missouri just simply thought they could say, you know, we're going to score 85 and we're going to give you 84.
Yeah, but
it
what about your
that way. You got to defend.
What about your Dukies? What about your Dukies?
But you know, guys, as we get now into the tournament, if you notice, it's really all about the Goliaths. You got a couple of teams there, Ohio University, Xavier, but other than that, you got all the elite powers, the teams that I think ultimately will make it to New Orleans.
Hey, Dickie, you do know we are talking with Senator John McCain, correct?
No, I don't.
That's what I just said. I knew he didn't know that. So,
no,
Senator John McCain, he's been...
How you doing, Senator?
All right, Dickie, what about your Dukies, and is it going to be Kentucky?
Well, I think Kentucky, Senator, I think there's no doubt in my mind that I think round two against Indiana, I think they're going to dominate Indiana. I think they have a little chip on their shoulder. Lost to them earlier this year. I did the game, and it was a traumatic moment. It was a great moment for the people of Bloomington. But I think a little bit of payback, and I give the edge to Kentucky. I didn't know the Senator was such a hoops fanatic.
See that?
Listen. Yeah.
He's calling me Dookie V. That's unbelievable.
He was dogging you.
I know.
Well, listen, but you, then that Indiana game is going to have some very good officiating, right?
Well, you know, officiating, these guys get criticized so much, Senator, and it's a tough game to blow a whistle. The game is so quick, and it's so fast-paced, and you have so many athletes. And 99% of the time, these guys are right. It comes down to one moment. Sometimes the decision's made. I saw them get criticism for calling a lane violation in a Notre Dame game.
The
bottom line is, it was a violation.
Yeah,
you cannot enter that area when you're behind the arc of the three-point line before the ball is released and touches the rim. Before the ball actually touches the rim, that kid was getting a running start. That's a no-no. The guy blew the whistle.
Well, I want to tell you
what the rule book said.
Well, I want to tell you, Dickie, that I can empathize with those referees. On occasion, I have been less than perfect, and it's been pointed out by several million people. So, I thank you, Dickie, for your great, great, colorful, and very insightful commentary. I watch you all the time.
I appreciate that, Senator. I love people like yourself who have passion and love for what they do and have a sense of pride about themselves.
That's it. There it is right there. That's it.
We need more in our nation, people that have passion and pride and feeling. And I really, I'm honored. I'm flat-out honored to be on here in Chicago with you because you've certainly, whether one is a Democrat, Republican, whatever, you have represented this nation with a sense of pride.
Are you coming to Phoenix?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, we don't have the games. The games, I eat my heart out, man. I wish I could sit at courtside, but the games are contracted to CBS, so we'll be in a studio with ESPN doing post-game, pre-game, all the analysis on the games, but the game themselves will be done by the CBS people who do a good job.
Well, Senator, were you inviting him to your home?
We'd be glad to have you over for a little barbecue, Dickie, and get a little more insight. Listen, you do a great job. We're proud of you.
You know what he said? He said that was good. He said, and this is, you know, like I said, political, whatever, Republican, Democrat, whatever, passion for what you do, passion for what you believe in. Look at this guy, 75. Are you 75 or 72, Dickie V?
I'm 72 and I act about 12.
Yeah, 12.
I had a speech the other day, I do a lot of motivational speaking. And when I get done, the people at Merrill Lynch said, there is no way you're 72.
Right.
Hey, I'll match my energy with any 21-year-old. And I learned that very simply from a mom and dad who I'd give anything to be living, who were uneducated, had a fifth-grade education, represented what the blue-collar people of this nation are about, and had such great work ethic. And he used to always tell me as a kid, have energy, have enthusiasm, be excited about life. And that's the way I've tried to live my life.
That's right.
All right, Dickie, one more question. How bad does the loss of that center hurt Syracuse?
Oh, you know, anytime you lose a kid of that quality and that stature, 7-foot shot blocker, it's got to affect you. I think the effect will start when they get right now, when you start playing the Goliaths. I mean, they're still a very talented team. They're still very capable of going all the way. They're a very deep and talented team. I think they can have a real stumbling block possibly with Wisconsin, because Wisconsin does three things. They control tempo of the game, they shoot the three-point really well, and they negate fast breaks and transition, and that is the strength of Syracuse.
Well, and
she
got
me giving my best stuff right now, man. I'm so excited.
I didn't know
at first she came out. Oh, we have a guest on. I had no idea yet, the senator.
Did you hear he was going to be at this level for Brandmeier? He would stay at this level. But when the Senator John McCain started talking, oh, wait a minute. Oh, Senator John McCain. And by the way, Dickie, I just got you invited to Senator's home, the beautiful home in
Phoenix. Yeah.
Well, he's invited to my home. He's ever down in the beautiful Sarasota, Lakeland Ranch, Bradenton area in Florida.
We're getting you two together.
There you go.
We got one thing you don't have. We got water, baby.
Listen, in Arizona, we have so little water the trees chase the dogs. I feel bad for your Dukies and Krzyzewski because I think he's one of the great guys
really
in basketball.
Years and say, oh, he likes to. You know, you would have read my tweets on Twitter. Follow me, Senator, Twitter/Dickie V. But you would have read my tweets when they lost. They were unbelievable. They think I'm sitting in a room crying. I'm going to commit suicide. The bottom line is, I like Duke because Duke, like any great program that I like, whether it be Carolina, over the years, what is there for me to rip Duke about? The coach is a Hall of Famer. They win 4 national titles. They graduate players. So I'm never going to apologize for praising Duke. I mean, people that, you know, there's an anti-element in our nation.
Yes.
Anti-people that are on top. People, they're anti the Yankees. They're anti the Dallas Cowboys, Notre Dame football, Duke basketball. They don't want to see the Goliaths really get to the top on a regular basis.
Dick, did you see the interview that with Krzyzewski after they lost? I thought it was one of the more class acts that I have ever observed, where he talked about he's had highs in basketball and lows in basketball. And he is a guy that's brought us an Olympic championship. You don't want to forget that.
Yeah. He's right about one thing. There's people who want to hate everybody. It's too much hating out there.
I still hate the Yankees.
He still hates the Yankees.
On Twitter, I can't believe some of the people, man. Some of the people, all they do is sit there and look for that's negative. I look for the glass half full rather than half empty.
Listen, Dick, you're the same.
I tweet and I get some very interesting responses too.
Do you get them screened?
Oh my God,
Senator, do you get your tweets?
Been in a lot of ways for me to die.
Did you? Do you ever get your stuff screened though? You mean you look at the stuff?
No, sure,
all
sure.
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Listen, when I tweeted something about Putin that what they didn't like, I got hundreds of them in Russian. I'm glad I didn't translate those.
Oh my God, anyway. I cannot believe Senator John McCain tweets, the Dickie Vitale tweets, and I don't tweet yet.
You better get going.
I know. They told me I got to do it by the end of the week. I have to.
You got to do it.
There's
you
no question about it.
You'd be amazed at the number of people. Listen, people all over the world follow my tweets. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to keep people informed. And by the way, it's a great way that people use to gain freedom in countries like Egypt and Libya and Tunisia.
Look what happened there.
And others, yeah.
Oh, boy, it is great. We found two new friends together. Here's
Dick
Vitale, baby, the Rolls-Royce super scintillating sensational. He's the one, the only, baby, primetime performer, baby. Hey, Dick, you're the man, and now you have a new friend in Senator John McCain, who stopped in and did a fine sports interview, by the way, Senator McCain.
You're great, Dickie.
Thanks a lot, guys. I thought Senator was terrific. He has really good feel for what's happening in basketball. And I want to say again, I've been honored. We need more Americans, whether one is a liberal, Democrat, conservative, I don't care what you are, Republican,
vegetarian,
have a pride in your nation,
or
like the senator.
Thank you very much, Dickie V.
Dickie V.
The great Dick Vitale in Florida and the great Senator John McCain from Arizona. The one and only Senator John McCain. This is WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
Sponsored by the CDH Protons.